Right now, very interesting thing to do with, of all stuff, used ammunition. I'd like to say hi to Cassandra Postema, entrepreneur and artist and all sorts of things. How are you?
Hello.
Look, I couldn't say no to this one. It's so curious.
Great.
This is just one of several things you do, isn't it?
Yes. I'm a fashion designer.
Yeah.
I've always been interested to use fashion design to make the world a better place or do something different.
Mm.
So I've always been doing upcycling, recycling, and working with artisans in Asia. So I went to Cambodia a year ago to basically meet with some NGOs and see how I could help them with my design skills and get themselves a better product to market. As you know, there's a lot of kind of what I call sympathy products around where you kind of have to buy it or feel pressure to buy it because it's a charitable cause. And I'd like to help these NGOs make a better product that stands
with real stuff.
Exactly, and stands on its own and doesn't just get discarded in the end of the day well, what do I do with this now?
I figured if it's recycled or used ammo shells, I'm assuming that's the kind of stuff, there is going to be a message. And
exactly.
It's great, it's great that you're doing it. This is a massive problem.
Exactly,
Tell me what you saw.
I met the artist, and I thought, well, this is just great. I hadn't seen it before, and I started talking to him, and he was like, well, I was apprenticed when I was 14 to learn this trade, and I was living in an orphanage because my family was killed by the Khmer Rouge, and, you know, this guy's like our age, you know? It's still very recent, and as soon as you start talking to more people, you know, you get all these stories like, oh, yeah, we had to carry the ammunition, and we weren't sure if we were going to step on anything, and, you know, all this stuff was going on, like, not really that long ago, and they're still living with those memories and trying to deal with picking up their lives, and I think I'm just honored to be part of that.
Is it working? Do you feel that it's working?
Yeah, so far so good. Obviously, I need to really think about how I'm going to expand the supply chain.
Mm.
He's not the only one, and this is not the only country as well. There's Laos, there's Congo, there's Somalia, there's other places. So there's definitely a lot of scope, and I have plans to go that wide. But starting small, obviously, and seeing how people actually respond to the product has been interesting.
It's seriously creative and seriously arty, but don't you think there's something a little macabre, or do some people think there's something a little macabre about it?
The Chinese
of course, I mean, you know.
Tend to pick up on, you know, where's the bullet come from? Like, where is it, you know? First of all, they're shells. Secondly, we don't focus as a brand on the negative, you know.
I'm wondering if people have said that, because not just Chinese, there's going to be lots of East Asians who are kind of freaky about it.
I never really know what to say, because if you want to look at it that way, then what can I say? But there are shells, I don't even want to say it.
Out
of the ground. It's pollution, basically. It's just, you know, it's like plastic bottles. You recycle them, you make another product out of it. So.
Yeah. Well, let's focus on the good side. What kind of things are we talking here?
Bracelets, pendants, clutches. We've got a whole range of price points. We've got a pendant for $250.
Mm.
And we've got a box bag, a minaudier, as we call it, completely made out of bombshell, which is $2,000.
Mm.
That takes 3 days to make. They're made to order only. Whenever I get one ready, it gets sold. So they're even at that price.
Do people get this? I mean, you know, obviously it's a good way to support charities, etc., as an NGO, as you say. Do people actually get it? Or do they like, oh, what's this all about? Do they get that there is a story behind this?
Yeah. And we definitely, as a brand, it's been a great brand exercise. It's been a great design exercise. You know, it's challenging on all fronts in a good way. And, yeah, a lot of people just ran with it. So, for example, we have a spokesperson, an advocate now, Raven Tao, who's a model, local model, TV host and actress. She jumped on board. She's like, yeah, I just totally want to advocate for this. So she'll be there tomorrow. We're doing a new collection launch at Polka Dot Boutique on 29 Hollywood Road. Polka Dot's been great. They've been a really good advocate of ours since the beginning when we launched in May, so not that long ago. And this is our second collection. And Raven will be there, and we'll have a multimedia presentation of different video clips around the room that show how the different pieces are made.
Stuff is made.
Yeah. Lots of photos, so the story's there for you to look at and find out.
You started by telling me you're a fashion designer yourself, but has all this kind of work taken you, made you discover things about yourself?
Exactly. I mean, this has been a great personality development exercise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would say actually that's come out of that exercise too. I mean, I was really looking for, okay, what do I do now? I've kind of been there, done that. I've worked for different companies. So what do I really want to do? Who do I really want to be? And what do I want to stand for? And this was definitely the kind of cherry on top, like that is what I'm going to do.
It's all very well reading about these places online, but was the feeling different when you actually go to somewhere where there's been so much sort of death and misery, if you like, in the past?
A little bit. Again,
conflict.
I don't really go to those places. I don't go to the killing fields. I don't, you know, no. I know it's there. I don't want
to
go.
Fair play. You don't have to.
So, what I'd like to talk to the people that I work with and find out who they are and how they feel. And it's, you know, when I made a movie, I did an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign this summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I went there July and I made a movie about the whole thing on my phone.
Great. can we see it? Is it online?
It's, if you go to my webpage, there's a movie there on the front page.
So tell us how to find it.
Miandeve.com, Miandeve.com.
It's all there.
Yeah, so I did an Indiegogo campaign in August and made a movie for that, and I wasn't sure how to make the movie. I'm not a movie maker. I just had my phone and went along.
You just felt
it,
right?
Yeah, of course, for the campaign, you have to have a movie to promote it. So I was talking to them, interviewing them, and I realized that these people work so very hard, you know, and life's tough for everyone at some point in your life, but these people really went through a lot, and they smile about it. They tell the story, and they're smiling like, oh, yeah, you know, we had to step on, we didn't know where we were walking, we had to carry the stuff, and I'm like, whoa, you're still working with it and living with it and making it such a positive thing, you know, you're trying so hard, and it really encouraged me.
What do they say about you selling this stuff to, you know, outsiders?
They're really impressed. I mean, they, you know, I tell them, like, I'm going to be on the radio, and we've been in magazines, and I show them the photos with Raven, and they're like, wow, they're, you know, for them, it's just really amazing that it gets out there, because they don't have the power to bring it to the international market like I am. So it's a great partnership. I really, really enjoy it.
That's great. So you were saying, you know, oh, what do I do now? Well, you've answered your own question, haven't you? Is this going to grow? Are you going to go into other things?
Yeah. So lots of plans. I need more wholesale clients. I need more retailers. I also need to get back to Cambodia and train more artists. I'm also going to Laos and see what's going on there. And I have plans for bigger movie.
So what, it's very funny. One thing will inspire you to do another, will inspire you. It's like bubbles, isn't it? Is that what's happened to you?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of scope with this. I mean, collaborations with other brands, for example, or corporate gifts, or, you know, I mean, you could make a lot of different things. It doesn't have to be fashion products.
No. See, fashion products, very, very loose term. What kind of, you know, what, remind us what kind of things? Wearables, carryables?
Yeah, well.
Or everything?
Yeah, everything, really. I mean, what is fashion? It's an expression of who you are, and especially things that you wear around your neck, you know, jewelry. It's like you adorn yourself with something, a statement that you...
Different.
Yeah, that you want, something that you want to belong to and that you agree with.
Tell me this, with your knowledge as a fashion person, what is the deal where everybody buys a brand and everybody looks the same? I've never been able to put my finger on it. Why would you want to look like a million other people?
Well, exactly. That's my sentiment, too.
What is it about brands?
Well, a brand is something that you want to belong to, right? I mean, this is what brands try to, you know, if you want to belong to it, then you're going to buy it, right? So that's what people like Nike and Apple do so well. They have a message that you go, yeah, that's me. I relate to that. I'm going to buy that.
But that's me. I'm a sheep. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but
a lot of people like being sheep.
I know. Obviously, look, here we are in one of the brand capitals of the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look around and go, my goodness me, what's happening?
It could be a cultural thing, too. There's many different aspects to it.
Absolutely. What sort of feedback have you had from people here? Because I ask you this, Hong Kong sometimes can be accused of over-charitying, over-NGOing, and there's just so much going on that it must be sometimes quite hard for you to get a look in.
There is a lot more social enterprise going on, which is, I think, a good thing in terms of awareness that people buy meaningful products. For me, it's still different. It's still got a lot of scope. It's still got that message that's always, it's a very universal message.
Does it help you that you have the backing of this cause, your cause, in terms of, you know, it makes it all more worthwhile or something? It's not just flogging things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's why I chose it. Totally. I mean, it's the message. It's a marketing exercise. It's what I believe in. I think it's a voice that I'd like to have. It's something I stand for.
Yeah.
It's something I think that needs to be out there in the world. You know, there's a lot of reasons.
Do the people in Cambodia know that people outside don't really know too much about their life these days?
I'm not too sure, actually. I didn't really get to that point asking questions.
Not that they probably
like that.
Care, but...
they have internet, they have, you know, my artist, he is on Facebook, so
I guess so. Anyway, tell us once again how we can find some of this stuff, and tell me about the gig tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's Emmy and Eve, emmyandeve.com, E-M-I-A-N-D-E-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we are launching our new collection, which is all holiday products. It's great for parties. It's great for gifts.
For good cause.
Exactly, and it's a polka dot boutique on 29 Hollywood Road. In the evening from 6 to 9, we have champagne, we have videos, Raven Chow will be there. Just as an example, the peace bracelet, which is the first product we made, it's a very simple bangle, it's matches with everything.
Peace bracelet.
Exactly.
That sounds really cool.
It's such a great gift, and we've sold so many already, and there's loads there, so...
Come along. Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Cassandra. Lovely to meet you, and
Thank
best
you.
Of luck with everything.
Thanks.